Matawan has no plans to amalgamate with neighboring Mattawa and has declined to enter into discussions on the matter. Joanne Montroy, clerk for the municipality of Matawan, wrote to Mattawa's council, explaining, Matawan declined to continue any further discussions regarding amalgamation. However, the letter added, the council is still interested in shared services with the town of Mattawa, specifically fire protection, and would welcome the conversation to continue regarding this shared service. Beta Day reached out to Montroy for further comment but did not hear back. See, Mattawa plans to discuss amalgamation. Mattawa's Deputy Mayor Matthew Gardiner requested that Mattawa's council reach out to neighboring Matawan's council to undertake an amalgamation study. Council agreed, and Gardiner presented to Matawan's council this past June. It's unfortunate that they're not willing to look into it, Gardiner said. Councillor Gary Thibert agreed and told council during its August 11th meeting that Gardiner's presentation to Matawan's council was impressive. It was a good presentation, and I was very disappointed when I read this letter. They don't even want to discuss what can be gained. We could come up with strategies that would help each municipality, Thibert said. Matawan borders Mattawa just west of the bridge on First Street. Around 153 people call Matawan home, and the township covers just over 200 square kilometers. Mattawa, as of the 2021 census, has a population of 1,881 and the municipality covers just over 3.5 square kilometers. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.